Governor Baker is calling today's transportation headaches unacceptable. He says he is going to meet with officials to discuss the issues involved. T General Manager Beverly Scott says many of the problems can be blamed on the recent record snowstorms and cold temperatures, along with an aging MBTA fleet. Charlie Chipio, who's principal at Chipio Strategies, has written extensively about the MBTA, and he says the T has some big problems that the Baker administration is going to have to deal with.
I think it's an unavoidable result of years and years of bad transportation policy, particularly when we look at the T. We're looking at a system that over the last 25 years has expanded more than any other transit system in the country. We need to invest more money in our public transportation systems, but we need to invest that money in maintaining and operating and bringing what we have up to where it should be before we start building more new things that we can neither afford to maintain or operate.
And you're talking about, sort of like the expansion, the South Coast Rail and different things like that, that those things have to be put on hold so we can sort of deal with what we've got in front of us?
Absolutely. You know, and I don't say that because I think that there's anything wrong with any one of these particular proposals for expansion. It's just that when you've got a system that is $9 billion in debt, that has more debt than New York's transit system, that is the big challenge that we face in transit.
But Charlie, I've heard a lot of people, and maybe this is a myth, but a lot of people say, you know, we spend an awful lot of money for the MBTA. Maybe we're just not spending it wisely.
Believe me, there are no shortage of ways in which we could save money and operate the MBTA better. But I'm telling you, as somebody who is certainly not a tax and spend kind of guy, there is, I think, not much doubt that to really make this work the way we want it to work, there is some new money that's going to be needed.
But just in case you didn't know, Governor Baker outlined his plan today, his budget plan today, and it calls for $500 million worth of cuts, some of those in transportation. Not great timing.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I certainly agree with Charlie Baker much more than I disagree with him on, but this is one issue where I think we're in a different place. I think that there is a middle path here between Governor Patrick's proposal and a system where we're cutting money out of transportation.
How does the MBTA stack up when we look at the amount of money spent on public transportation in Massachusetts compared with other states in comparable size?
You know, I don't know across the board. I can tell you we certainly spend more per passenger and per route than other systems do when it comes to commuter rail. I have done a bunch of work in that, and a lot of that has to do with a bunch of labor issues. There is certainly savings to be had. I think that part of the solution is going to have to be new money, and we should be have a system where we can have, you know, where we can have pricing such that it's more expensive at rush hour to encourage people that don't have to go to, you know, at that time to go at different times. There's a lot of tools here that we can use to make it a more user-friendly system and to raise revenue and to maximize the resources that we have.
You may say we can't manage our way out of this, but it does seem like it's going to need some management and not just money.
Please, I'm not saying it's just a money issue. There's a ton of things that need to be done differently at the T, the inability to outsource just one of them. And there is no doubt that's going to have to happen, much of that being a difficult political question.
And explain to me why the T has expanded more than any other transit system in the country.
Oh, well, basically, the short story is that we made a horrible, horrible decision in 1991 when there was a big lawsuit around the Big Dig, and the result of it was a court order that we had to build 14 new transit lines as a mitigation for the environmental impact of the Big Dig. And now the 99% of that is done, and all those lines were built, and there was no funding source to build, operate, or maintain any of them. And that is what sent the MBTA off a cliff.
Oh, I knew it would come back to the Big Dig.
The Big Dig, of course.
I knew it would.
It all comes back to the Big Dig. You've been a reporter long enough to know that.
All right. Charlie Chipio, thanks very much for being with us. Safe driving today.
All right. Thank you.
Charlie Chippio is a research fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. And we should say, despite the transportation problems, state officials say they are talking with private companies about potentially helping provide service to revelers attending tomorrow's Patriots Victory Parade from the Prue Center to City Hall.